Family, hello. Last night I was thinking about you, about us flourishing together, and I wanted to write you a note. As the Black Church at Yale, we care about each other's well-being, specifically our spiritual, physical, financial, relational, and vocational well-being. Several scriptures have stood out to me in recent years, such as Psalms 92, verses 12 through 15, where verse 13 says, "Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God." And Proverbs 11:28, "He who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like foliage." And Psalms 128, verses 1 through 6 says, "Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you eat of the labor of your hands, you shall be happy and it shall be well with you." Verse 3, this is what really gave me encouragement and gave me a vision for my family. "Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table." And then Isaiah 56, verses 6 through 14, I won't read it all, but it talks about God is asking this question to his people. "Is this not the fast that I have chosen you? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you will bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and you do not hide yourself from your own flesh, then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard." And then Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 34, you might be familiar with it, where it says, "Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." As a member of this body of Christ, as a sojourner with you, I am committed to journeying with you, to see you live the fullness of what God has for you. What does commitment look like? Great question. On my end, commitment, I commit to lift you up before the essentials of our faith, to lift before you the essentials of our faith, to be a disciple with you in the kingdom of our God, and to teach, to coach, to shepherd you in the righteous stewardship of all that God gives you. I say that again. On my end, I commit to lift up before you the essentials of our faith, to be a disciple with you in the kingdom of our God, and to teach, coach, and shepherd you in the righteous stewardship of all that God gives you. Remember Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Well, what are these things? We have to read around the verse. Earlier in verse 31, Jesus says, "Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." We live for God. When he provides for us, how do we steward it? Together we can learn and we can do it. So that's my commitment, to lift up before you the essentials of our faith, to be a disciple with you in the kingdom of our God, and to teach, coach, and shepherd you in the righteous stewardship of all that God gives you. To elevate truth, to follow Christ together, and to help be with the Holy Spirit, your spiritual guide to life, if you want to sum it up in those three ways. That's my commitment. What's your commitment? Now, let me know, because I can't tell you your commitment. You have to make that declaration. You have to tell me. What I will say is that I won't ask of you more than what Jesus Christ asks of all of us. In Mark 22, verses 29 through 31, where the religious leaders are questioning Jesus and pressing him on what is most essential because they had many commandments, Jesus answered them, "The first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, like it, is this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Family, let's flourish together.